The Scholar, written by Dervla McTiernan and read by Aoife McMahon. Caroline was eating watermelon and pancakes in Leila Barrett's kitchen when she heard about her father's death. They were on a playdate, though at 12, Caroline and Leila thought they were too old to have their social lives arranged for them. It was one of the few things they agreed on. Layla's au pair, Alice, was watching the news on the television. A blonde journalist in a ski jacket and a hat spoke directly to the camera. Owen Darcy, son of John Darcy and heir to the multinational pharmaceutical company Darcy Therapeutics, was killed yesterday in an avalanche. Mr. Darcy was skiing with a small group of friends in the Glacier du Pisaya area of the Val d'Isère resort. The glacier had been closed due to avalanche risk. There were no survivors. Caroline swallowed and put her fork down. On the TV, the journalist gestured towards a distant mountain that was all but obscured by falling snow. She was still speaking, but Caroline couldn't hear the words through a sudden roaring in her ears. Alice stood up, fumbling with the remote control, pressing buttons until the screen changed to show a soccer match, then pressing again until the screen finally went black. They sat for a moment in frozen silence. Caroline closed her eyes. The roaring in her ears faded, and she could hear her own breathing, the distant sounds of traffic, the spatter of rain on the window panes.
"My dad isn't dead," she said.
But when she opened her eyes and looked straight at Alice, Alice just looked afraid. Layla was staring at her, eyes wide and mouth slightly open, as if it were her father the journalist had been talking about. As if she didn't have a mother and father safe somewhere in the city, along with two older sisters and a younger brother who was right at that moment playing in the other room. Layla didn't even want Caroline there. She'd told Caroline that herself. Her mother had made her ask Caroline over, and she had been angry, because she'd really wanted to ask Aoife.
"I want to go home," Caroline said. "Please, can I go home now?"
Caroline and Layla waited in the front room for Marie to pick her up. It seemed to take a long time.
"I'm sorry about your dad," Layla said eventually.
Caroline shook her head.
"You can cry if you want to," Layla said.
Caroline stared straight ahead, and after a while, Layla got up and left the room. Caroline sat as still as she could on the couch, as if by staying quiet, she could keep the dark thoughts at bay.